so gross.
You're welcome. All right, we're off again. All right, so welcome to season 3. This is our new format where we discuss on camera and audio to be published on Being Mr. Filmmaker and as a YouTube episode. This is our behind-the-curtain brainstorming for upcoming episodes on household management.
Wow.
Okay. Now, we've agreed that our first focus area in real life, and therefore on household management, is going to be parenting.
Right.
But we're not going to jump right into our most acute pain points that we're experiencing in real time.
Okay.
Before we do that, for the benefit of our viewers and listeners, and also for the purposes of, like, practicing our process.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with, like, there's a 5-part series, a set of videos I have in mind about parenting that starts with, again, this is primarily from the perspective of a husband and father.
Okay.
And so the context there, the framing is, your wife's expecting.
Yeah.
Part one. Okay. Part two, preparing for the due date delivery.
Yeah.
Part three, arrival of a newborn. Like, you're living maternity and paternity leave life.
Okay.
Part four, transitioning to your new normal. Like, maternity and paternity leave are ending.
Yeah.
And now you have this baby. You went from, we're married but no kids.
Right.
Then you were pregnant. Then we had this baby. We were on vacation. Not vacation, but leave.
Yeah.
And now, like, well, now this is our life.
Yeah.
So those are the four parts of what I'm calling fatherhood part one.
Okay.
Now, fatherhood part two is when we're getting into, like, dealing with behavioral problems.
Yeah, you know, like the life we're living.
The current problems that we have. That's going to be like two waves from now. Right. Right now we're just trying to, like...
We can't talk about stuff we don't know how to do. We got to talk about stuff we've mastered.
Well, we can, but like... But it's like first, again, like for practice. Yeah. And we talked about some of this in season one, but we didn't package it the same way. And like we didn't really just focus on it. We kind of alluded to it as like past history. So what I want us to brainstorm right now is, for sort of each one of these phases, what do you think, and this is like very simple, we're not trying to like be exhaustive, this is very much like what are our top three,
okay,
or at most five, like top three tips for, you just found out your wife's pregnant, congratulations, things you need to start like getting into your head, or things you need to start doing to prepare,
yeah,
or things that are going to change in your dynamic.
Okay.
So help me brainstorm that, let's just start with that.
Well, like, I wish I could, like, write this down and, like,
well, I'm going to write it down while we talk. And then I'll write it down later because we're recording it.
Okay, so... But, like, we're going to re-record this, right?
No.
Well...
So, what we're... this discussion we're having right now...
Yeah.
The portions that are not trash...
Yeah.
We're going to publish as our podcast episode.
Okay.
Season 3 is the behind the scenes. It's like being in the writer's room.
Yeah, but so the, oh, and then, but then we're also going to record this.
Yeah, then we're
like
going to totally differently
like
record a produced thing for
like,
for actual like delivery on household management.
Okay.
So this is the writer's room.
Okay. Cuz I'm like I want to say things, but this isn't going to be the order in which like
correct,
you probably want to prioritize.
Oh, this is the raw behind the scenes part.
Okay. I got it. I feel good about that.
This is what I was kept like trying to like. I felt like you were offended. I was like trying to like, yes, and you today. Like, yeah, Kristen's sort of saying it right, but I don't think she's saying it exactly the way. Like,
okay.
This is what I was trying to say. Like, this is us recording our brainstorming.
Okay.
Okay, go. So your wife
is
pregnant.
Before we figure this out.
Yeah.
Before we do this.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get to the cross street and turn around again so that we don't go near the water, or because of the wind? Like, what's our what is our next path? What time is
it? Well, we need to be back. It's 12:40.
I mean, 2 o'clock technically, but I should be back before that. I can give it, like, another 20 to 30 minutes or less.
Let's go straight and see how it is. If, like, it's, like, obviously, like, gusty, we'll just turn it off. But I don't want to turn around again yet.
Okay. So, say it's tee me up again.
So, the first video in this wave of videos is things husbands should know.
Yeah.
Starting with, congratulations, you just found out your wife's expecting.
Yeah.
You went on YouTube. What should an expectant father do? Like, you know, my wife is pregnant.
Yeah.
What are, like, our top three, or at most five, like, things you need to know, things you need to do, things you need to start, like, transitioning.
Right.
This is a new chapter of your life.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to get at.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay, one, get really good at making craft mocktails. Because your wife is going to want to still be able to have fun.
Yeah.
And not feel left out. And she's not going to want to be the one that has to come up with all those things. It's nice for you to treat her to that. Two, figure out, well, I would say register for a, like, birthing class or to look into which ones there are.
Do you think that's, what is the proper attitude or role for the husband to take in that? Or
absolutely, like, supportive. You're in the support role there. You're not.
No, but, like, in choosing the birthing class, do you think that we as a couple would recommend a particular class?
Well,
like,
yeah, you're allowed to me. Right, no, I think there's lots of different things. I say hands down I would recommend the Bradley method, especially if you are following this podcast because you believe that you want to have a strong marriage and partnership. Because the Bradley method is all about partner-coached birthing. And that doesn't mean, like, you're doing it by yourself in your house. You can be as, like, you know, you can go with water birth at home. We did Bradley method, and then and we went to a hospital. And we had every intention of going to a hospital.
Right.
But the purpose of this class is, the reason I like the Bradley method is two things. One, the class itself focuses on everything from prenatal nutrition to breastfeeding a baby. And the husband is a partner in all of that. So, like, how, like, it's exactly what we're going to talk about, which is, as a husband, how can you support your wife if she is choosing to breastfeed your children? And what are the things you can do to help her through that? So I think that's the one reason I would recommend it. The other reason is because it's, well, actually three. The second thing is, you go into having a baby completely informed, and both of you are throughout the process.
Right.
So, like, for instance, they'll tell you, like, hey, when you're giving birth, like, you may start to shake uncontrollably and get really cold, and if you, and, like, not be able to stop, like, tremoring.
Right.
If I didn't know that before I was having a baby, I probably would have thought something was wrong.
Right, you would have freaked out, yeah.
But, like, they're like, look, that's part of your, a lot of people's process as they're going to give birth, so.
Just physiological.
Right, part. And you would have been scared had we not known that.
So, through the class, the Bradley Method classes, you learn about fully, like, what to expect, both physiologically and what to expect in terms of what are, like, the doctor's protocols.
Right.
And, like, what are the decisions, which I think was the most valuable thing in my mind as the husband, is, like, really them teaching you, here are sort of each decision point, each stage of labor, and, like, here are things they're gonna be promoting or discouraging, and, like, here's what you should know about, like, the risks or all those different things, so.
Well, and that's the third thing, which is, part of it is, like, when your wife is in labor, there is going to come a point at which she is not present with you, right? Like, her whole focus is, like, her body and the physical actions that are happening for her to have a baby. And those are the times where there's probably going to be important things that are happening, decisions that are being made or encouraged by your doctor. And so one of the things that the Bradley Method does is talk to you about, like, how you approach some of these decisions that you may need to make in the moment, based on your plan for what you want for your birth, but sometimes it doesn't work out. So I just think it was, like, a really comprehensive class.
Yeah.
It could be super granola-y, like, there are some people there, like...
Well, because they are definitely accommodating of people who, like, want to do, like, full-blown at-home birth kind of situation. But that isn't that they're not prescribing it.
Right.
It's just they're offering a range of information and options to include that,
And so there's other things, like, you know, back in the day people did Lamaze. There's hypnobirthing. So there's a lot of different things. But I would just say getting in that class, I think, was really important.
There's Jack Daniel's birthing.
Oh, my God. There's only, we only did it once, right? We had three kids, but I felt like we had
the
enough
class,
of the information.
We did one time.
It is long. I think it's like 12 sessions or something. But it's kind of a nice thing to do together. It's 1 hour a week.
Do you want to turn around again, or you want to push through?
Let's push through. We can
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And we'll see how it goes, right? We're like,
at this time, honestly, your time is more important. It's 12:45, so whatever you want to do.
So I think it's, I would highly recommend it, but regardless, like, I recommend you and your wife taking a birthing class, let your wife
lead. That's the one we recommend.
That's the one we recommend.
Bradley method, yeah.
Let your wife lead that, though, because at the end of the day, like, it is her body and her process, and you want her to feel comfortable. But please be engaged with it. Like, don't be a husband who's like, yeah, whatever you want, or like, I'll show up, or like, not even want to show up, right? Like, this is a, it's a good thing. It's like the start of your parenting journey, and I really believe that it is good to start that together. So,
craft mocktails, Bradley class.
Yes.
Those are our top
and
two.
Within the Bradley class.
Oh, there's more.
Well, no, I mean, no, this is number three, okay. But one of the things I took away, right, was like how as you, so three. If your wife's girlfriends don't already do it, buy her the biggest water cup you could possibly have for her to walk around with, because she's got to stay hydrated.
During pregnancy and in preparation for delivery.
Right.
Hydrating like a marathon runner.
Yeah. This whole thing, right? It's basically prepping your body to run a marathon. So I would say also, like, don't push, but be supportive of your wife if she wants to, like, in her physical journey. So, you know, working out, taking walks. Like, don't push that. Like, everybody has their own thing, and you don't want to be that guy. But I think, like, you were very supportive, and, like, by the time we were going to Gold's Gym, and, like, we would go and work out on weekends together. Remember?
I do, so I want to push back a little bit.
Yeah.
Just for fun, and because I think that's more fruitful for the viewer.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It's going to go, like, boom, 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 the whole way.
That shouldn't affect our situation. It's fine.
All right. Cool.
We're gonna test our audio isolation here.
All right.
Because that's why it has the little red frame. You're supposed to not. Oh, I guess. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay, so.
The ducks are
but let me challenge that. Let's suppose the mother to be is just like very sort of like exercise is alien to her. She just like really doesn't want to do it. She just procrastinates like chronically.
Yeah.
Just doesn't go. Like she intellectually says, like, yeah, I should.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't.
Right.
So like in that, which is not your, was not your situation, but like in that situation, to what do you think a healthy and appropriate like role of the husband? You really gotta like.
No. I honestly think like no one's ever gonna do anything because their husband pushed them to work out. I think it's just gonna introduce stress to her. I think if there's ways in which like you just like, hey, like, let's go take a walk, or right? Like, but I don't think you can be like, babe, you really need to work out. I think it's like, because I think the number one thing in my way, in my mind, that you want to create is like the least amount of stress possible. Like, what impacts the baby more than anything is the stress level of the mother. And so, like, I tried to the best of my ability to stay very calm throughout pregnancy because I think that that is a, I think it's better for mom and baby. So,
okay, so we've got mocktails, birthing class, and hydration.
Yeah, and then in general, like as the time goes on, like I would encourage you to also be start to take the driver's seat a little bit more in terms of like meal planning and like, you know, dinner and all that kind of stuff, because it could be like really easy, like in life, right, to just like grab, especially when you're busy and you're pregnant and you're trying to figure out like
so why do you say those things, like be specific, which things do you think guys should step up with?
So I'm saying like I think that like women are going to start, it's very easy to grab like the quick and easy thing, but the reality is like the like your wife needs significantly more protein, she needs
expecting. Let me come back to it.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is like the very acute stage, which honestly I think is going to be like the on-ramp for a disproportionate number of people. This is when you start to like look down the barrel of my wife's going to give birth in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Then you start to be like, how do I get ready for delivery? How, like, you know, like, what should I pack for the hospital?
Right.
What should I expect in the delivery room?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think, honestly, like, there's a irrationally large portion of things in this arena that are focused on that, like,
yeah,
single event.
Right.
So what are our, like, hey, once you're in that final stretch, prepping for delivery,
yeah,
top things to know or do?
One, register your hospital if you haven't already. You're supposed to pre-register.
Okay.
Two, go on the hospital tour if you haven't already, so you know what to expect, where to go in, like if you're driving yourself in, which most likely you will be, you know, and what that process yeah. looks like.
That's actually a good tip. I did feel like, I mean, there are several comical anecdotes wrapped up in there, but like I do feel like we had greater comfort and like familiarity, like knowing what to expect because we had been on the
right.
hospital tour.
Right.
So it wasn't just like, you don't even know where you are. Like, where right. how do I find the maternity wing? And like,
right.
get all that stuff out of the way. So
right.
when you're trying to focus on your wife giving birth, you're not like yeah. predisposed, like preoccupied by getting lost in the hallway.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think hospital bag is important. Again, Bradley Method was really great at telling you what you need. Men just know that your wife needs very minimal things. Let her bring what she wants to bring. Like, she's gonna want, I packed way more stuff than I needed. Our own diapers, they had diapers there. Like,
you're just saying as a security blanket.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, I really wanted a lot of things that were gonna make me feel comfortable. So like, I got a fancy robe and pajamas, and
right.
I went to the makeup store and I picked up like a lot of like fancy little moisturizing samples and stuff. And
yeah.
I brought my own towel. And so like, things, if sometimes your wife might want her own pillow. As far as you're concerned, like, you're going to be sleeping on that cot, so making sure you have, like, comfortable pajamas that, like, you don't mind the nurses seeing you in all the time. And, like, whatever, if you need something to sleep. But we can do a whole separate session on, like, what to pack for the hospital bag, because I think there's...
Well, that's the session, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I...
Oh, you think it should be its own video? Just yeah, the hospital yeah. bag video?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because we can talk about it, but I gotta, like, go back through my stuff.
Okay.
And so... yeah, I think so, like, packing the hospital bag, making sure you have all the things you need. As far as the baby goes, again, recognize, oh, sorry, a birth plan if you want it. We can also talk about what a birth plan looks like at another time. A plan, if this is not your first child, a plan for what you're going to do with the other children if you don't have family locally,
yeah.
right? Like, if your wife goes into labor... At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Where do the kids go?
What do you do? Who's coming to take care of your kids?
We crossing over?
Yeah. And then the other thing is in terms of like the room, right? So psychologically, your wife is gonna want the baby's room to be ready.
Oh yeah, at home, the nursery.
At home, their nursery.
Yeah.
The reality is, you don't really need it, especially if you're gonna have the baby in your room for a little while co-sleeping.
Right.
But there's just a psychological satisfaction. Yes. It's called nesting.
Our first child did not use the nursery for the first 6 months of her life.
Yeah, and so, which we can talk about pros and cons of that.
No, we'll get to that.
But, like, please do what your wife needs you to do for her to feel settled so she's not stressed, but recognize that, like, if your wife went into labor last minute or before you were ready, most of the stuff in the nursery does not need to be ready. So, by the way, this house is for sale. It's adorable inside. I looked at it the other day. So that would be...
All right, before we move off from the hospital bag, one quick thing I want to say, just only as a footnote or
yeah.
bookmark, is men need to prepare to go longer than you think without resupplying. You're gonna think, oh, well, like, I'm in a public building with vending machines and a cafeteria. None of that stuff's for you, and you can't go anywhere. So both for her, but especially for you, you need to prepare for, this is like emergency preparedness. Like,
right.
prepare for 72 hours with no resupply.
Right.
You need drinks, water bottles, Cliff bars, like high calorie density foods, because you don't know when you're gonna get out of that room. or where you're going to be able to go, or what you're going to be able to find.
Well, and especially during COVID, right? Like, before COVID, the hospital we were in had a fridge with, like, sandwiches and waters and juices. And then, like, when COVID came, you weren't allowed to leave your room. And so, like, we didn't have access to things. Like, the cafeteria closed at 6, and that was the end of that. Like, you couldn't get meals again until 7 a.m.
Okay. So those were 2 points.
Also,
pre-register and go to the tour, and also pack a hospital bag, but we're going to deep dive into that
and
later.
And the room.
Oh, the nursery.
And then the only other thing I'll say is, if you want bonus points, like, your wife has probably held herself from eating some of her favorite things during pregnancy.
Yeah.
For better or worse, because of wives' tales, etc.
Sure.
You should figure out what she wants to eat post-delivery.
Yep.
And then identify the person that lives close by that's going to bring that to her. Mine was sushi and an Italian sub, and they were both delicious.
Thank you for joining me for this first episode of season 3 of the Mr. Homemaker Podcast.
I hope that this worked out and we can hear it.